point tu es satisfait de la façon dont tes joueurs ont joué défensivement?
On a bien joué défensivement, mais aussi, c'est une équipe qui est, je te dirais, difficile à marquer contre eux. Puis, c'est important de faire ce qu'on a fait ce soir, c'était de dans zone offensive, de garder la rondelle active, de bouger. Puis, parce qu'ils jouent un système, là, man-on-man, qu'on dit, là, extrêmement bien. Puis si on est arrêté, ils auraient tué le jeu assez rapidement. Alors, les gars ont fait du bon travail en zone offensive, mais aussi défensivement. Comme je te dis, ça fait peut-être trois matchs là, que je crois qu'on retrouve notre jeu défensivement. Ça s'améliore, c'est qu'on va continuer à travailler en fonction d'espérer devenir de mieux en mieux pour justement gagner plus de matchs.
Leader, mais ils ont tous connu un bon match. C'est important que justement tes meneurs se lèvent un petit peu, ça.
À tous les soirs, ça, c'est important. Les équipes qui ont du succès, les meilleurs joueurs sont les meilleurs joueurs, je dirais, possiblement à tous les matchs, mais c'est des gars qui ont joué du gros hockey. C'est Weber, je pense, ce soir, près de 30 minutes, là, puis on a des gars qui jouent du gros hockey, puis comme j'ai dit ce soir, le but en fin de première période avec moins d'une seconde. On parlait ce matin d'avoir un petit peu un break à quelque part. Je pense que ce but-là, ça nous a donné le break qu'on recherchait.
Martin, Eric Angle.
Claude, Ben Charrett a joué pas loin de 31 minutes ce soir. On regarde l'utilisation de Lofson qui est arrivé avec vous depuis trois matchs. Il a joué 6 minutes, il a joué 7 minutes à Boston. Hein. Est-ce que c'est viable? Est-ce que vous pouvez continuer à utiliser Charrott à ce rythme-là?
Non. Non. Puis on ne veut pas non plus. Là. C'est sûr qu'on on va faire des modifications là, pour justement. C'est correct. Là. On est dans une phase là, où on fait notre possible pour gagner des matchs. Là. Mais on sait que tu ne peux pas demander à tes défenseurs de jouer ce nombre de minutes-là. Pour le restant de la saison. Là. Alors, ça va être important de faire des modifications. Là, puis c'est ce qu'on va faire.
Dan, Eric,
Go ahead,
Dan.
Okay, Claude. If you look back, starting with the Philadelphia game and then Boston, and tonight is tonight sort of a continuation of what you're trying to do defensively. Have you sort of progressed in those three games?
I think so. And you know, when you look at situations in this game, there's a lot of times I've been on the other side of it where you know you're winning, and you're seeing your team, you know, still winning games, but probably not playing the right way. It eventually catches up, and then that's when you suffer. Right now, it was the other way around. I thought we were playing well as of late against Philadelphia, and then again in Boston. I thought we played a decent game. So it was just a matter of time before, you know, you hope to get the positive results, and I think tonight was a start. We got a pretty good challenge ahead of us again. These next four games are both back-to-back, so we're not out of the woods yet. But I like the way we've played, and we just got to stay the course right now and understand why we're winning, and we're playing much better both ends of the ice.
We saw what Shea did on the ice tonight, but when you look back over this eight-game winless streak, can you explain how important he's been in terms of getting the guys back to the game plan that you're talking about going back to the Philadelphia game to now?
Larry, he's our captain. And, you know, that's what captains do. They lead not only on the ice, but they lead off the ice. And, you know, they got their, what we call their core group of guys. There's other people that support them, that do a job behind the scenes that nobody else sees except for them and sometimes the coaches. And even sometimes the coaches aren't aware of all the stuff that they'll do behind closed doors. And that's always been the case, you know, in hockey. But he's a leader. And he's a captain, and it's not by default. I think he brings a lot, and I think, like I said, these guys have been, whether it's been the Webbies, the Sherratts, and even Petrie, you know, that up front, you know, you look at Armia, those guys have been beasts for us, and you kind of needed that to kind of turn things around a little bit, that they've dominated in games and in those tough areas, which has given obviously some energy and some confidence to the rest of the team.
Claude, you were talking this morning about your team needing a bit of puck luck. Is that what Dano's goal with 1/10 of a second left was, and what kind of a boost did that give you guys?
Yeah, that's what I said. You know, I think I said in French, but it was one of those things where, you know, you need a break at one at some point. I thought we played a really good first period, you know, and but to come in the dressing room ahead 1-0 was a big difference versus 0-0 and say, geez, we're playing well, but we're still in a tie game here. So I thought that was, when I say puck luck or a break, I think that's one of the things you're looking for, and we got that at the end of the first period.
Sorry, just to follow up, just at the end of the game there, have Shea ice the game with a shot from 200 feet away. What were you feeling on the bench before that happened?
Well, I think, you know, when you see them score a goal and there's still lots of time on the clock, we should add that puck out. You know, there's, I think, off the wall there at one point, we had the puck and we didn't get it out. And I think it was KK that hit the shin pads in that. Then it ends up in the back of our net. And with everything that's happened, you know, you know the guys are going to be nervous. So you're kind of holding your breath a little bit and saying, you know, we got to get through this. But, you know, Thompson wins a big draw there. You know, he won two of them, but Shea's got definitely a better aim than I would ever think I could have. But it was right in the net, and, you know, that's just confidence, and he sealed the deal.